Pastor Brad with Impact today.
The executing generation. Isaiah chapter 61, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord, verse 1, is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord in the day of vengeance of our Lord, to comfort all that are mourned, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes and oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And I want to talk to you today, how I worded it, I want to talk to you today about the executing generation. And we see here that God began to talk. He spoke through Isaiah and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And you know, I began to look at this and I saw where God was saying, listen, I'm about to do what I'm going to do through you, Isaiah. I'm about to do it. So how I'm going to do it is I'm going to put my spirit upon you so that I can reach the earth. And he was saying, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And it has enabled me to do things that I could not do without the Spirit being upon me. And I believe that we're living in a day now in 2010 where most of us, all of us, have got to begin to understand that you're just not a normal person. You're not just a, are y'all going to stay with me today? I mean, you got to stay with me because I want you to hear what I'm saying, because if you'll hear this, you won't go back into the workforce like, oh, how is this going to happen and what am I going to do? No, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. God said, I want to begin to bring something on the earth, and I need a man. I need a company of people that I can begin to manifest through, because I can't just come on the earth without going through people. So now God comes upon Isaiah here, and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and this has enabled him to do things he could not do. And this is what I'm telling you now. You cannot get these old patterns to stay with you if you will realize that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He's upon you. Bible goes on to say, Miguel, that he began to anoint Shamika. He said he anointed you to do things. This is why you can't walk back into the job among your family, among your friends, and act like it's just like, oh, well, I can't change nothing. I can't do nothing. The times have changed. There's been some changes in the atmosphere because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Isaiah cannot do what he normally did because when the Spirit of the Lord is erupting inside of you, there's a new agenda for you to carry out. There's a different agenda for you. Not to go in church and just hear faith and hear about teaching and all this organized gospel. No, I want to hear a breakout. I want breakthrough to be in the city. I want revival to go in the land because we're in the last days. I want to hear some compromise, tamed gospel that's in a box that a man has drooled over for years so you can read and go and read and do his own ambition. No, I want to hear the pure word of God. I want to hear it even though it breaks out of the cages, out of the four walls. But this happens because you realize that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. See, when you don't realize the Spirit of the Lord is not upon you, you cannot be a part of the executing generation. I believe God is now beginning to raise up a company in America, across the nations, in Europe, in China, in Brazil. God is beginning to raise up a company of people now that no longer are we just going to hear prophecy, but this is the generation that will execute. This is why you're feeling what you're feeling. It feels so explosive. You feel like, God, Lord, can you show me somebody who's doing it? No, because this is the generation. We're not just going to hear God's will. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do God's will. We're going to see it. We're going to see God begin to explode all across the nations. We're going to see him begin to do this. So no longer can you just sit back and say, you know what? I'm just a normal Christian. I'm just normal. I'm just struggling in my marriage. I'm struggling in others. We're not struggling. The struggle is over because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He's upon us. The Bible says he's anointed us. He's giving us the ability to do things, Castro, that we could not do before. In this year, 2010, we got to stop allowing things to keep contaminating us. Stop letting these things keep bombarding us. The Lord began to show me things that he's going to drive out as you begin to understand what's going on now. The first thing he's going to begin to dry out more is these internal struggles. All these internal struggles that are keeping you from going forth. God's going to begin to dry out these internal struggles. No longer will you just keep struggling internally. You know what the Lord spoke to me? He told me that if you allow and go to this fight one more time, if you let the devil come in like a flood one more time, Tika, he just won one more fight. Because when we whip the devil this time, oh, I hear the Lord saying that we're going to flood into the open door. We're going to go where God wants us to go. We're not going to just keep struggling. What are we going to do here? I'm dealing with this. No, God's going to flush out. He's going to flush out all this inward struggling on the inside. Your family, your culture. Oh, I've been molested. I had this. No, I'm telling you now, by the grace of God, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. These things will flush out of you so God can get the glory. God's going to flush out these inward struggles, mental barriers that have kept you from all these wrong patterns that men have fed us for years. You can't do this. You're not able to do this. All this structuralized ministry where you got to sit here and do all this. No, you're going to connect to the God of the man. You're going to connect. You don't want this old lame, just laid back, casual. You know, the Lord showed me these men, the reason why they're not effective is simply because when they begin to go forth and try to do things against the enemy looks at them as the seven sons of Sceva. Why? Because they have no power. There's no power with them. We got all these churches, but churches can't do nothing. We see drug addicts and drug dealers, and there's no transformation. But let me tell you something. When these inward struggles are flushed out, when you begin to let them flush out, the executing generation will say, you know what? We're not shouting past the crack houses. We'll see God's hand begin to move. I'm telling you, we're going to live in that day right now. We're going to see it right now. Kingdom transformation is when. It's right now. It's right now. So stop struggling internally. Talking to people when they say, oh, my marriage. Your marriage is strong in Jesus' name. Why? Because wherever things are broken, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Stop saying, my children are like this. My children, and I don't know, I don't have this. You can do all things through Christ. So many times we allow people to keep telling us. But we are part of the executing generation. The generation that prophecy will be fulfilled in. The generation that God's word will not come back void. Because we're building things the way he wants us to do. Are y'all with me? I said, are you with me? So again, I want you to know that you got to flush out these internal struggles. Bickering. Backbiting, all these flesh things. Some of you got to stop all this. Hanging out with people that keep reminding you of the cares of this world. Eating, going to work. These are things that we've got to do. But Paul reminded Timothy, he said, don't get entangled with the affairs of this world. Why? Because we're on a journey. We're on a journey. We're going somewhere. We're not just down here saying, you know what, we're trying to build a ministry. No, we're advancing the kingdom. But this kingdom is not like this world. This kingdom is not a hypocrisy. This kingdom is within us. This kingdom will erupt from within. But some of us got to deal with these inward struggles. And stop letting people tell you dealing with it is you got to talk all in detail about it. Don't nobody want to know detail. Just get it out of you. Just flush it out. Stop. Sometimes when you talk about it so much, it rehashes it over and over. You got to find something positive and say, you know what? If I got to dig this ditch with this small spoon, let's just start digging. I could have not what I used to be, but I'm glad that I'm moving forward toward God. And some of you got all kind of people telling you stuff, ministries or people, and you're sitting there judging and looking at things the wrong way because what you're eating is what's eating your faith to begin to believe God. You eat from a man's table, you'll believe like a man. You got to eat what God is feeding on. What is the Lord saying in the earth today? He's not saying ministry, ministry, ministry. He's not saying all this excellence. He's saying I need people with good hearts. I need people who can come under governmental order, instruction, and submission to say, you know what? We'll rally behind a man of God, not a man, a pimp, not a man who's looking for money. You know, the Lord spoke to me or one of my brothers in Malaysia. He said God didn't say raise funds. He said raise sons. He told me on the way coming back from Malaysia, he said, Pastor, I want you to take this to your church in America. He said, take this to America. He said, tell the preachers this. God said, raise sons and not funds. We are that executing generation. Are y'all with me today? I mean, you got to believe this in every fiber of your body so you don't go back into this normal way of living. Just this normal way of doing things. God is wanting more. And the way we're going to do it is flush out internal struggles. Are you with me? Let me give you another thing that's going to happen with this executing generation. You're going to begin to see God begin to use you to crumble religious institutions. He's going to use your voice. So this is why you can't hold back, because God is waiting on your voice. Your voice, under the sound of my voice, your voice. When you begin to sound the alarm, I hear the sounds of abundance, but it's coming to people who know how to speak the word in and out of season. You know, that was the word he said. You got to speak it in and out of season. This is the time we got to know that now. Because now is the time where God is going to begin to shut down religious institutions. I know some of you think it's just denominations, but it's also some of these word of faith where these men of God have become their own God. Where these men of God have heaped themselves all this praise and all this structure in order to the point where God's agenda is being hijacked by their own ambition. But don't worry, because the walls of Jericho are coming down. I prophesy that so that God's work can go forth, God's going to begin to use your voice to begin to crumble the walls. And you're going to see the execution begin to come down now. You're going to watch it with your eyes, because many of these things have been built on things that are fallow. And God is saying, now I've got to begin to go after my people. You know, I saw in the spirit where Pharaoh was sitting there, and here come Moses, and he had to tell him, let my people go. And I felt like the executing generation was a symbol of Moses and how we were going back now. And we're going to look back on the church and say, let the people go. That's what your voice is going to do. You're going to say, let the people go. That's why you'll preach to people and talk to people when they'll say, oh, this is out of order. You don't go to the bishop like that. Well, I'm going on a higher order. I'm telling you what God is saying. We don't have time now. I hear the Lord saying, let the people go. Let them go. It's time now for Pharaoh to be judged. It's time now for Pharaoh to be looked at. Why? It's because God is looking for a church that will bring his latter-day glory here to the earth. I said the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. That's why we feel so strong in our spirit. It's upon us, Andy. We feel like God is about to explode in the earth. That's why you can't let no bishop and no apostle and all these names just carry you. We're not looking for names. We're looking for dimension in the spirit. We're looking for men who transact with God, not who can teach a lesson, but do you know your God? So you're going to see institutions begin to fall in 2010 like never before. Men of God that you thought were trustworthy, men of God that you thought were in the line of God's agenda, you're going to see things begin to fall. God is no longer going to allow these things to go on. Why? Because there is an executing generation. And I believe that many people, under the sound of my voice, you're beginning to hear the voice of God. Your spirit is coming alive. There's explosion in your spirit. And I believe it's time now for you to move with God. But God has to begin to do this now because the hearts of these men have become hardened. And many people to do the work that God wants to have, the struggle is going to be over. But as well, you're going to see all these institutions calling themselves God. They're going to crumble. Where these men of God have begun to take God's agenda and hijack it with their own ambition. They don't want no kingdom work. Just them. And many of you have been a part of this for years, but I hear the Lord saying it's time now for you to move. I don't care how big the church is, you're going to be hoodwinked. If you're here in the U.S. and you think because your church is big, that means that everything is going right. No, everything big is not healthy. Everything big, you got to know whether it's muscle or fat, because if it's not muscle, God is not just counting sheep anymore, Calvin. He is weighing them. How strong are we in the spirit? How many devils can run out of the city? Don't nobody want no more classes and all this stuff that you got all this organization, instruction, ministry going out in the city. No, we're looking for lives to be changed. We're looking for aggressive approach so that the kingdom of God can come forth. Why? Because there is a generation now across America that's going to rise up. That's saying, you know what? We're not just going to hear the word. We want to execute the word. And the way God's going to do this, y'all, he's going to do it through people. That's why he told Isaiah, he said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me. Isaiah was saying that. He was saying, God has given me the ability here on the earth to carry out his heaven's agenda on the earth through me. And I believe that is our mandate going into the years, going further in 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. You're going to begin to see more and more corruption in the land where most of us couldn't see. But we know now that God is unleashing the covers. And it's going to be people that you never thought. Why? Because all along they were building their own thing. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. Not what you do for the pastor. Not what you do for the church. Not what you do for your ministry. The Lord began to show me how people were working hard in the spirit. They weren't in the spirit, but the Lord showed me this in the spirit, where people were diligent. They thought that they were loving God. They thought that the kingdom was being advanced because of these false men. They thought, because they were laboring hard, they thought, oh, I'm working for God, only to find out that they weren't going anywhere. And God said, now I got to go get my people. That's why some of you feel like, though, I don't know, man, I just don't fit in this. You know why? God had to raise you up in that mess so he could take the basket as he did Moses to send you off. You wonder why you never could connect with this and you could get this and then you could pick and choose. It was because God knew that you were going to be the Moses. And I came to tell you today that it's time for you to go back and face Pharaoh. It's time for you to begin to go back and address Pharaoh, because God is saying, let my people go. The kingdom of God is at hand. Are you here with me? I said the kingdom of God is at hand. This is why we cannot sit still and just be common people and say, oh, I'm growing in God. No, you got to get in the river of God. This is the executing generation. You're going to flush out these internal struggles. And then you're going to begin to watch institutions begin to crumble. That's why y'all don't even need to fight and argue. All these people, just let them keep on going. God has already dealt with so many of these men and women where their hearts are so hard. They don't even want God. I mean, they still, how you going to take God's agenda because you need an income? How you going to take God's agenda because you just, you know, you want to idolize some role model of the past, whether it's Kenneth Hagin and all these people? You know, we thank God for these people, but we're not looking for no individual expression. We're looking for everybody to cross over. We're looking for apostolic doctrine that'll be laid in the land so churches can execute God's agenda. We're not looking for some one man to say he had faith because he raised them from the dead. We don't want one person to get from the dead. We want to see cities change. We want to see nations begin to bow at the name of Jesus. That won't happen with just some one man. No, we need a company of people. We need men of God who know their God, who will have sons and daughters that will say, you know what? We're going to see this go, and even when we go be with the Lord, it will continue. It won't happen in these old modern day patterns now where these false men have got so much order and structure where God is sitting and looking in his own church. Has nothing to do with God. But I believe God is now beginning to raise up a company of people like you and me and people that are under the sound of my voice. I don't care where you at, where you're doing right now. God is going to arrest you so that you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Are you here with me today? Let me give you a few things. I just feel like prophesying in the atmosphere that God is going to begin to raise up many of you now to begin to build what he's building from the inside out. I hear the Lord saying, stop looking on the outside. Stop looking and feeding off the external. Stop feeding off old, deleted, obsolete patterns. But now I will begin to build structures from within, from the Spirit. I hear the Lord said, deep calleth upon the deep, for out of my chambers will I begin to release the blueprints that will cause my glory to begin to come forth. And I hear the Lord saying that the fragrance of God has been released in the earth. Now I'm beginning to raise up people that will begin to make a place for me to abide, for I no longer want to go forth and just be in this church, but I want to live in the church. I want to live in my people. I want to work with my people, for I will reconstruct the land in this hour. The decay will only go as far as I allow it, but as you begin to use your voice, you begin to speak the word of the Lord, that I'm going to begin to pour out myself in uncommon ways, as many men have looked for me in the north, in the south. But I will come out of the bosom of those who have begun to know me, those who begin to cherish me. And I hear the Lord saying that this is the hour. This is the hour, church, that we've got to begin to understand and grasp that this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. We're not just average people trying to make it through life, but the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. The revival is not just coming. Revival is here now. It's here right now. We're going to execute what God is doing in the earth, right here in South Carolina, here in the United States. No longer will we just listen to CNN and listen to all these men that are saying whatever they're saying. No, I believe that now the generation of executors that will rise up and know God's agenda, we will come forth now. Are you here with me? So again, you don't have to sit back and keep wondering why. Why me? Why is this me? Deal with inner struggles. Be able to not and watch these institutions fall. Don't judge them. Because the Lord showed me that when the crumbling happened, Anthony, and people begin to go down, that we've got to be there to lift them up. People like you and me, not just our church, I'm talking around the nation, people who are hearing God's voice. Because I hear the Lord saying that there's going to be casualties at the expense of these soulish men. But from 2010 on over, God is now beginning to snatch the keys from these soulish men, where they've taken the kingdom resources and used them for their own ambition. But God now will raise up a company of people who have no name, who have no face, who have no face, who's not interested in who gets the glory. These people will come out of the backsides of the mountain. And they will begin to hear God's voice. This is why I'm telling you, church, don't be alarmed because you are an overnight wonder because you've been in the backyard and you got sheep hair all over you and you seem like your brothers have gone before you. Don't be alarmed by that because God's been building your inside. He's been building. Your heart's been right. But I hear the Lord saying today, you're going to be thrust forth. You're going to be thrust forward. That's why go back on your job and declare that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He's upon you. And God will confirm your words. Why? Because you're not speaking from individualism. You're not speaking from man's judgment. You're saying what God is saying. You're outwardly working this word. You're letting the word become flesh in your life. You're not just talking about it, but you're being about it. And I tell you, if you're listening to this, I don't care where you at. If your pastor is not preaching along the lines of what you're hearing in your spirit, you better get out of every dead institution because God is now beginning to throw the emergency line out to say, I'm not saying come here, but you got to get out of those institutions because the walls will begin to fall. And if you're in there, the same thing that's coming for them is coming for you. And you've got to begin to move with God. God is now looking for people who will stand up on Him, the patterns that God has. We don't want to eat from a man. We need to hear from God. This is what will cause things to happen. This is what will cause the eruption to go forth like never before. Are you here with me? So when you begin to see these things even more, things will begin to happen. You know, so we'll begin to see God do this. Are y'all with me? So again, I want you to know that this is what God's going to do in the executing generation. You're going to see the denominations, all these things that man has made, they're going to begin to crumble down. And he's looking for people like you and me. I know you may not know a lot of the Bible, but you can get to learn God. You may not know every scripture, but you can grow in God. You can get in that word and let it just be outward working in you because God is not looking for head knowledge. God is saying in his spirit, I hear the Lord saying that he wants to begin to unleash his spirit. He wants his spirit to be unleashed. No more knowledge from man. All these 9 steps to get up. No, I want my spirit to burst out. I want things to be released. I want God to break out in the land. You're not going to be able to do that by just hearing some man. You got to hear an almighty God. You got to transact with the God I'm transacting with. He'll begin to fuel your spirit. You will hear and see what heaven is revealing. This won't happen when we keep eating from a man's table. Max, that's why I'm telling you we got to execute this thing. The spirit, Isaiah said it right when he said the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. He was just saying, God has given me something to do differently. You can't think like this, move like this, and start thinking about you need money. You can't think like this, getting upset because the pastor didn't come visit you and all kind of dead stuff. Y'all, we got work to do. We don't got to sit here and keep playing these church games. We're the man of God. We're not here for you. I know you're a good man, but I didn't come necessarily for you as much as I love you. But it was God that drew me. It was the God of you. I'm not looking for no man because man can take you to a certain limit. I want to transact with your God. Ain't that what Elisha did to Elijah? He said when he was going up on the mountain, he said, no, I'm coming with you. Not because I just love you, but because I know you're going to connect with that God. I want to meet your God because I've seen it manifest in you. But I want to meet your God. But if you keep buying into the gospel where you just saved and you got everything in order, I'm telling you these religious institutions will break up. Non-denominational churches too gonna break up. No substance in it. Only what you do in Christ. I'm telling you, Jaleesa, in Christ. It's got to be Christ. You know, we can't build on that. You know, that's the foundation of the church. It's not a man. It's not your church. It's not come back because it's Easter and all this stuff. It's not teaching. It's not anointing. It's not all these things that these men are teaching. The foundation is Christ. on Christ, the solid rock, we will stand. Everything else will sink. Why? Because upon Christ, he will build his church. He's not going to build it on man's teachings alone. It's only upon Christ. Are you with me? And when these men have not labored in Christ and put Christ inside of you, I'm telling you, they're setting you up for destruction. I don't care what they put on top of it. They put the cherries and all of the dressing and all of the ice cream and everything of prosperity, and it's better for you and it's a new life. That's not going to do it. You need to know Christ. You know, all ministry is, Keisha, is a man teaching you to know God. That's all it is showing you who God is. That's our agenda, not to connect you. We'll connect corporately together, and we'll do this thing together. We'll be bind together, but we got to be bind in the spirit. You can't be bind in the natural. And this is why many of these false men don't want to go this route, because they can't control it. They can't see it. They can't take it. That revival is going to break out, and they won't even come to your church. But I release you in the name of Jesus that God is going to begin to pour out his spirit, revival that will break forth. It won't be in some four-wall cage we call a church, but it'll be in the streets. It'll be on your job. It'll be wherever God want to go. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It's not nowhere your church is at. You are the church. The church is in you. Are you here with me today? I say, are you here with me? I feel like exploding because there's so many things that are going on, but God is raising up an executing generation. I'm telling you, that's why our time is now. It's not for us to wait, Rosario. We got to go now. We got to go now. You got to get out there now. You got to know that God is assembling the company of people now. You can't wait on the backside any longer. God said, come forth. Yeah. And he's going to bring this forth. Are y'all with me? Yeah. That's why I'm so excited. I'm ready to explode in my spirit, because God is now beginning to leash out these people to go in. I tell you, this is the executing generation. I said, this is the executing generation. This is the generation that will carry out. Many of our forefathers have done some of the things, and we will take what they have. But now God spoke to me, and he said, not only will you see it, but we will execute his agenda. We will execute it. We will see God's hand begin to go forth like never before. Are y'all with me? Are you with me? Come on, let's stand to our feet and begin to worship him. Let's begin to give him glory. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God. We give you glory. We exalt you, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. There is none like you. There is none compared to you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Hey, this is Pastor Brad McCleary Sr. Listen, I know that the Word of God is feeding your spirit to allow you to build even more. Listen. You can go to our website at impactchurchusa.org and begin to feed your spirit even more. I need you to get these CDs into the hands of people that are hungry to hear what God is saying, no matter where they may be, because I believe that God is beginning to transform a generation that will go from glory to glory.